Hartford Community College welcomes you to this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net and the Hartford Sports Network. Now, let's go inside Hartford Athletics with Glenn Clark.
Welcome into Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net, the official home for Hartford Community College Athletics. What a very special edition of Fighting Owls Weekly this is. Glenn Clark, joined at the top of the show by the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford. He is Mr. Kevin Carver. Kevin, I know you're getting ready to hit the road again, as it is an awful lot of good things that are happening for Hartford and particularly for the Hartford baseball program.
Yeah, we won the Eastern District Championship, and we are headed to the Junior College World Series for the first time ever, and everyone is so excited.
No doubt, man. It was a special weekend. I was able to be a part of a good bit of it at the Hartford Sports Complex, and I could just sense that not just for the guys on the team, but for the entire campus and really for the community, for everyone who's played at Hartford, it just sensed that this was a really, really monumental moment.
Yeah, it was really neat to be a part of, being so close to the program. My favorite part of the entire weekend was all the alumni that were there, all the community members that had made their way back, Tom's former players that had played 3, 4, 5 years ago that kind of set the tone to get to this moment, actually were there to enjoy it with Coach Eller and the Fighting Owls. And when that last out was recorded and everyone was screaming and the dog pile happened, it was just so emotional, and it was an amazing experience.
And it was a cool weekend all around, because even before that, you had a walk-off home run on Friday night. You got some media attention for it. Like, it's a pretty cool weekend from start to finish.
It really, really was. And we played, I don't know how Coach Eller will explain probably when you touch base with him later on, but that team we beat on Friday was one of the best teams in the nation, one of the best teams that we've ever seen. And we got a walk-off win on Friday against them to put them in the loser's bracket. And you could just sense that after that, things were going our way, and we were not going to let this slip away to get to the Colorado for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. And that, then you get the call from some of the local media that you're going to be on top plays on the news, and then just so exciting.
Yeah, no question about it. It was really special. It was J.P. Vale who hit the walk-off home run on Friday night against a pitcher that had only set down 14 straight batters until the home run, right? Like, no drama there at all.
Yeah, no drama at all. You're looking, I think, in the booth when we were all up in there, just the vibe of the game was kind of going the wrong way. We hadn't sniffed a hit in forever, and but, man, we've won 45 of our last 48 games.
No doubt.
And at just no point did you think, we're going to lose this game. It never crossed your mind, and it just obviously worked out in the best for us.
No question about that. So just to wrap up last weekend before we look ahead, just give me the feedback, what it's been like this week when you guys – I know it's tougher because – it's not like a lot of other, programs where you win something, you come right back, and everybody can celebrate you on campus as the year's coming to a close. But what's it been like for this team this week as they've been able to celebrate being district champions?
I think I don't know if it's sunk in yet for a lot of the guys. I know for the coaching staff, it's still so fresh in our minds. I don't know how it's been in. But like you said, the campus isn't here anymore. The finals are over. Graduation is this week, so there's still people floating around, but the campus is kind of not at its full extent, but the guys aren't letting that damper their spirits at all. They've been able to celebrate with their friends and with their family, a lot of the people that were there, like we said, and just walking around campus knowing that they've done something special, monumental in program history, and to be able to share that with themselves, and then getting ready to get on the bus to go to the airport and make this cross-country flight and just experience everything that is Grand Junction, Colorado. And first time, obviously, like we said, that we've ever been there. And we just don't really know what we're getting into, but we know that it's amazing.
Yeah, no doubt about that. He's Kevin Carver, the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. All right, so now Colorado, it's here, and that's the thing. You celebrate this for a minute, and then there's still more baseball to be played. And if you're going to go, you might as well go win, right?
We might as well go in. There's 10 teams still alive in the Division I College World Series, and there's not one team in this nation that has more wins than the Hartford Fighting Owls. We have 52 wins, 52-9. Just saying that is just incredible. We do, the way that it just worked out, we match up against the number one team in the nation, Chattahoochee Valley out of Alabama.
Way down yonder.
Way down yonder. But like you said, if we're going to go there, we might as well win. We might as well do the whole thing.
No question about that. And it's not going to be easy, but nothing's been easy, right? Like, you know, this team is prepared for whatever is going to be thrown at them as they head out to Colorado.
Yeah, and I was looking the other day. At one point this season, we were 7-6. And to finish 52-9 just shows the ride that these guys have been on, and especially these last couple of weeks. We're not just playing teams that are, like, not really that good and we're getting wins out of them. We're facing the best teams in the nation. We're facing their best pitchers. I mean, one of the things I noticed, and I think I was touch base with you this on Friday, at one point, the catcher for Spartanburg Methodist, Tyler Lancaster, stood up and did, like, the signs you do behind the plate while Joe Burton was in the box. And that dude was bigger than Joe Burton.
Right. That's hard.
And they had two or three other guys just like that. So we're playing these amazing teams, and we're going to see even better teams this week in Colorado. But we're hoping that the people that obviously can't make it all the way out to Colorado will still be able to follow along on the live stream that they're doing down there. This is the biggest thing that the junior, the NJCAA does, is Division I College Baseball World Series. It's all I've heard. And so I think the experience is going to be great for us, and hopefully we're going to be able to bring it to the fans.
All right, let's run it down. What do people need to know in order to be able to follow the all of the action, and in order to be able to follow what's going on with the team on social media? Let's get all of that information out there.
Well, as always, HartfordAthletics.com. Everything you need is going to be there. The Junior College World Series website is really, really amazing. I'm obviously going to link that to our site, but that's JUCOGJ.com.
JUCOGJ.com.
JUCOGJ, Grand Junction. And it's got some amazing stuff on there, but that's going to have live audio, live stats. They're going to have a camera crew following us around. We're going to be doing community service stuff out there. It's an amazing experience that we're going to be a part of, and I think the way that they do it, since they do such a great job, we're going to be able to bring that to the fans.
That is awesome. Very, very cool. It all gets underway now, right now, in fact, as you're listening to Fighting Owls Weekly. We come back in, we're going to chat with baseball coach Tom Eller. We continue a very special edition of Fighting Owls Weekly.
Give your career a competitive edge with the Army Reserve. You'll train in one of more than 120 specialties. You'll push yourself further than you ever thought possible, and you'll add strength to your career and to your life. Learn more about the Army Reserve at goarmy.com/reserve.
Contact your local U.S. Army Baltimore area recruiter to jumpstart your career today, or call 1-800-USA-ARMY to learn more.
They're strong. Then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
The premier bus service in the Northeast, Academy, is now the official transportation company of the Hartford Fighting Owls. Operating from Boston, Providence, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, Academy can fulfill your travel needs as well. Go to academybus.com or call 800-442-7272. That's 800-442-7272 for the official transportation company of Fighting Owl Athletics. Academy, we know the way.
Back in here for segment number two of Fighting Owls Weekly. Glenn Clark with you, and now joined by the head coach of the Fighting Owls baseball team, man who guided the school to the first ever district championship and their first ever trip to the Junior College World Series. He is Coach Tom Eller. Coach, I know that I'm the 5,000th person to say it, but congratulations again. What an awesome, awesome weekend it was.
Oh, it definitely was. That won't get old. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, right. There'll never be a day where you'll be unhappy to hear that. I believe it.
Yeah.
Looking back, because I want to talk about what's coming up, but looking back, is there one moment that'll stand out for you from this weekend, doing something that no one in Hartford history had ever done before?
Yeah. I mean, really, the home run, the J.P. Vale hit. I mean, that's Spartanburg has ended my super regionals, you know, two different times, and it was nice getting them back the way it happened. And the funny thing about it was just that, you know, we held them till the ninth. And I said, as our team was walking in the dugout, I said, all right, we held them to the ninth. Now let's make something special happen.
Wow.
And before I could even bat an eye at
right.
it, you know, he hits a home run.
One pitch later, the ball sailing over the wall for a victory, no doubt. What about on Sunday? What was that moment like for you, having everybody there, you know, the alumni, everybody out on the field? What was all that like?
I mean, it was amazing because we did see a ton of alumni that were there. that, you know, tried so hard when they played for me, or for Hartford, that we tried to get to, you know, the College World Series. And, you know, at that time, it was just a pipe dream, really. And today we're doing it, and they got to witness it. So it was really awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a special weekend, I could sense, for the whole community, for the whole school. It seems like this is the type of thing that everyone knows just how big of a deal this is.
No doubt. And the crazy thing is that, you know, it's Wednesday, we won on Sunday, and I'm still kind of just preparing just like it's a normal game. And, you know, we're still trying to get all of our arrangements, our travel accommodations, all that kind of stuff. And it's just, you know, just a normal day. So
that's crazy.
I'm sure when I get there, I'm going to be shocked.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, wow, it's just crazy.
He is Hartford coach Tom Eller, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. All right, Coach, what you're referring to is that you've got more baseball to play, and that starts against Chattahoochee out in Grand Junction, Colorado. I guess the first question is, what do you know about Chattahoochee Valley, and what do you know about your team's ability, no matter who the opponent is, to go and play their best baseball on the biggest stage that the junior college level has to offer?
Well, I mean, all year I prepare scouting reports for every single team that we played. And it got to the point where I think one game I didn't do it, and our guys were kind of mad about it. They were, you know, they didn't feel as comfortable. So I continued to do it, and I found all kinds of stuff on Chattahoochee. You know, we reached out to some teams that they played, got some information from them, got some spray charts from some other people, just used the internet. You know, what I see from them is something that we've seen all year in teams like Mercer and, you know, Spartanburg Methodist and Monroe and Cecil and in Catonsville. So there's not, you know, I'm confident that we can compete with anybody in the College World Series.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's the sense that I get, is that this team, they're not going to be overwhelmed by the bright lights, right? Like, they're going to walk out and they're just going to go play baseball.
Yeah, I mean, one reporter from Colorado called me, and he was asking me, you know, have you told your team yet that there's going to be 10,000 to 12,000 people at each game? And I said, no. And he said, well, when are you going to tell them? You think they'll be shocked? And I said, no, I don't think so. I probably won't tell them. I think our guys are so spontaneous and so, you know, relaxed at some points that I told them when the lights go on, our guys get brighter.
Nah, that's what I like to hear. All right, so we talked last week about superstitions. Anything else that's crapped up over the course of the last week?
Yeah, I'm undefeated in my Kobe Bryants. So I keep wearing those.
Nice.
And then I have some camo tights that I wear that I'm undefeated in as well.
Awesome.
But I only wear them when I don't wear my pins. So so yeah, there's some other things that's popped up.
That's what I like to hear, Coach. Hey, man, seriously, congratulations again. Go get them this weekend, all right?
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. He is Coach Tom Eller. We'll come back in. We'll talk to the MVP of the districts, TJ Pagan, next. It's Fighting Owls Weekly.
Attention food lovers!
While you're at the Hartford campus, don't forget to head just across the street to McShane's. Featuring a great menu including burgers, panini, salads, seafood, and more. Enjoy a great cup of coffee or latte and just hang out. Or if you're in a hurry, call ahead for pickup. Come on over to McShane's. You can check out our menu first at McShanesGourmet.com and get a 10% discount with your Hartford ID or 20% with your Hartford ticket stub the day of or after the game. Don't forget, we cater too. McShane's, really good food.
For all of the latest in Hartford gear, visit the College Store for a wide selection of apparel and products featuring the Fighting Owl logos. Located on the lower level of the Student Center, the store offers the largest variety of Hartford merchandise anywhere. And just go to bookstore.hartford.edu to view and buy many of those products online. For customized Hartford gear, try sidelinestores.com. To create and design gear featuring many different styles and manufacturers, including Nike, Russell, and more, that's Sideline. Stores.com.
Back in here for segment number 3 of Fighting Owls Weekly. Glenn Clark now joined by the MVP of the district tournament. He was in Fuego, pitched in all 3 games, and was just an absolute rock star. He is Fighting Owls reliever TJ Pagan, and he joins us now. TJ, I asked this question of a couple people over the weekend, but now I have the chance to ask you, how in the world do you fit in your pants with all of those guts that you have on display?
Started out Friday, I was called on to do a job. DeVecchio pitched a great game to start against Spartanburg. And I came in, I knew what I had to do. I had to try and keep putting up zeros on the board to keep us in the game. And thankfully, I did my job, and then JP Vale came up clutch in the end, and then came back Saturday, had to do another job. Same thing with Sunday. I mean, our head coach says it all the time, pitching keeps you in games and hitting wins games. And that's all I try to do is just do my job and keep us in the games to give us a chance to win.
Okay, you keep saying doing your job, right? Like, I do my job just by making my way through a radio show, right? You doing your job was, no big deal, the first ever trip to the Junior College World Series in school history was on the line. And particularly on Friday night, you were going up against a guy that came out of their bullpen that was, you know, not even allowing a hit, and you had to try to stand toe-to-toe with that dude. Like, you're saying you just did your job, but this was, like, to another level, man. I mean, come on.
Coming out of the bullpen, that's all I got to do is just try and keep getting out. And, I mean, their pitcher was, he was lights out. I mean, we were having trouble catching up to him a little bit. But, our fielders were making plays all weekend. It was a great team weekend, that was for sure.
What was it like on Sunday, you know, after, again, another situation where you're put in, it had been a bit of a lopsided game, but you come in with the bases freaking loaded where one swing of the bat can make it a one-run game. And you work out of that and end up finishing it off. What was it like getting that final out and being able to celebrate with your teammates?
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. I was happy, one, that I got the pitch. It was the last game I ever was going to be a part of on Hartford Field. So I was so grateful that I got to throw the last inning ever that I'll ever play a game on Hartford's amazing field. And just celebrating afterwards, words came and described the feeling. It was unbelievable.
No doubt, man. No doubt. He is Hartford reliever TJ Pagan, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. All right, so TJ, now you guys, as much as you've been celebrating, and deservedly so, there's still more baseball to be played as you head to Colorado. And, you know, as we've been talking about with your coach and with everybody, if you're going to go, you might as well go win. How excited are you guys for this opportunity to go play in the national tournament?
It's an unbelievable experience. You asked us before the year if we think we're going to go to the World Series, and we would have said, we're confident we can make it. And then we had a little rocky start at the beginning of the season, started up 7-6, and then we ended the season at 52-9. It's been one hell of a season overall, and we know we can hit with any team in the country, and the way our pitching's been lately, we can pitch with many teams in the country. So I know I'm confident, everybody else is confident, that we can go to Colorado and try and win some games and hopefully try and make a run in a national championship.
What's it going to take? What's it going to take for you guys to be able to raise your game to the level that you'll need in order to win a national championship?
It's going to take confidence. As soon as we step on that plane tomorrow, we have a job to do. We're going there to win some baseball games, and it's going to take a whole team effort, that's for sure. It's a long tournament, a lot of games to be played, especially if we're going to make it all the way. And we're going to need everybody. We're going to need everybody ready to go at any time. And I think that everybody's ready to go right now.
Yeah, I'm assuming that no matter how many innings, no matter how many pitches is necessary, you're going to be available for as much as possible, right?
I'll do whatever I have to do to put our team in position to win, whether it's any of our pitchers. We'll all go out there with the same confidence and the same ability to be able to do a job and keep us in the game.
No doubt. He is TJ Pagan. TJ, congratulations and good luck. This presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly has been a production of SFMSports.net. I'm Glenn Clark. Have a great week and go Owls.